This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Craig Cheslog, who is the Vice President for California Policy of Common Sense Kids Action. Now, Craig, you've been involved in education for years and years. This is a little bit of a change, and what is it, and why did you get so interested in it?
Thanks, Carol. You know, Common Sense Kids Action was launched a little over a year ago as a way to try to engage parents to help find the best ways to ensure that all of our kids, regardless of zip code, have the building blocks and the foundations they need to thrive. So Common Sense has been around for 13 years. We rate, educate, and advocate. Most people are aware of Common Sense Media that does ratings and reviews for age-appropriate content for every movie, TV show, video game. We also have Common Sense Education that provides digital citizenship, which is basically driver's ed for the internet, and a community for teachers to work together and rate lesson plans. The newest part of it is the expanded advocacy platform, which I'm a part of, Common Sense Kids Action, where we are trying to engage parents in California and around the country on the issues that are required to help kids thrive. So in addition to the privacy and media and technology work Common Sense has always done, we've added early childhood education, K-12 schools, and Common Sense support for families, because we know that all of that has an impact on what our children can do and how well they can do it.
So you're talking to parents, and why is it so important now, particularly in California, for parents to be active and informed?
You know, California is, as my boss Jim Steyer likes to say, a functioning democracy. So we can actually do things here. We've done so much in education over the last 4 or 5 years around a new funding formula, new state standards. We can actually get things done here. And if you succeed in California, you're covering 1 out of 8 or 1 out of 9 of all children in the country. So it's a great base from which to build. And so we start with a California First strategy, and then we have an arm that tries to take what we succeed in California and move it to other states around the country. And we have a Washington, D.C. office to deal with federal issues. And so depending on where we're at, we utilize different strategies. But, you know, parents know what their kids need, and they're such a vital part of any coalition to help ensure that kids become our top priority, because when the time comes, while we know politicians love kissing babies, when it comes time to do budget votes and other policy votes, sadly, our politicians are often absent, and we need to hold them accountable for that.
So let me talk about a couple of things. First, I'd like to talk about how you chose the particular areas that you're targeting, and then afterwards, we can talk about how people take action. Mm-hmm. So high-quality early childhood, it's a big issue.
It's a huge issue, and in California, while we've made some incremental progress, we know we need something big and bold. And earlier this year, we put out a commission report, the Right Start Commission. We convened a group of business leaders, policy experts, former political leaders, to try to lay out a vision for what a child-centered vision for early childhood means. And it's important because there are studies that have come out and estimate that 60 to 70% of the achievement gap is actually attributable to things that happen before the age of 5. So it's not something a K-12 school can address. So we have to get in. We know 90% of a child's brain development happens before the age of 5, 80% before the age of 3. So we have that brain science, and it's immoral not to address that, because that's where we set kids off on different trajectories that are very hard to change. And we owe it to our children to make sure they all have an equal opportunity to be as successful as they can be.
You said something that's pretty interesting and I think very important, is a lot of times we look at schools and we look at how well kids are doing, and we try to say it's the school's fault that you didn't help this child. But it's really something that happened earlier, isn't it?
Absolutely. We know a lot of this happens, you know, before the age of 5. And frankly, even after the age of 5, kids come to school with many more issues besides what they carry in their backpack. And so while schools need to be the center, the hub of trying to help support students, without community involvement, without us helping provide other supports from healthy meals to, you know, ensuring that kids have broadband access at home, if we're going to do education technology type of lessons, then we are setting some kids up to succeed and some to fail, and it has nothing to do with their own talents. It's because of the luck of the draw, and I think it's part of our responsibility to even out that, to ensure that every child can succeed and thrive to the best of their own ability.
So the other sort of arm that you're looking at, we're going to talk about how you support families, but you're also talking about an integration of media and technology and what we call 21st century schools. What does that look like?
Well, we know that technology is so important in kids' lives today. The digital natives are using, according to other research that Common Sense has done in other avenues, using technology more than anything else in the world. Up to 9 hours a day, teenagers are using technology.
I'm not going to tell you how many hours I do it, but
neither am I. I am not exactly the best practice person on some of this stuff, given the work I do. But how do we support children in that? How do we make sure that children know how to use technology in a safe and ethically responsible way so they're not, plagiarizing themselves or putting things on the internet that are going to follow them for the rest of their lives? And, that has to be an educational process, and schools should take a lead role in making that happen. And in addition, some of the work has been around student privacy. If we're going to use technology in schools, then parents should know that we're not going to let companies market to kids based on the work they're doing in schools. We need to have schools be a safe privacy zone, and that's some of the work that we have done at Common Sense, and we are continuing to do as one of our major areas of focus going forward.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Craig Cheslog, who is the Vice President of California Policy with Common Sense Kids Action. Now, we've talked a little bit about some of the issues, the really important issues that parents should be aware of, but how do you move from first helping parents understand that these are important to actually getting something done? And on your website, you actually take positions on bills. What are the strategies that you're using to move this from information to action?
One of the things Common Sense is known for with our ratings and reviews and Common Sense Media and the work that we also do to rate things in Common Sense Education is Common Sense is a trusted source for parents providing impartial views about various issues. And we're trying to expand that into policy. So this year we launched Common Sense Legislative Ratings to show the bills that are the best bills for kids overall. And in some cases it's not obvious why it's a good bill for kids. And one of the things we want to do is explain the impact these bills have, even if it's not obvious at first glance. We also have advocacy tools, so if we're asking parents and other users and members of Common Sense advocates to take action, write letters, send emails to members of the California State Legislature, other legislatures around the country or federally on issues that are key for kids. And we've launched a California Kids campaign where we're going to try to organize parents around the state in key districts around some of the ballot propositions this fall, but also around early childhood, so that we can create a group of people who are going to be ready to ask our politicians to, take tough choices, because actually that's the problem. What we need to do is not make it be a tough choice. We have to create the demand and for action so that what looks like a tough vote today will be the easy vote tomorrow. We have to change that political wind direction. And so we're organizing parents on the ground. We're using online tools to work with our advocates. And we're going to continue putting out different things until we figure out exactly the right recipe to create this base of people that are going to fight for kids. Because right now, kids don't have super PACs. Kids don't have lobbyists. We need to create a group of people that's going to demand that kids are going to be the top priority as our legislatures work.
So you have a website, and you go to Common Sense Kids Action, and you can click it open, and then it talks about high-quality early childhood, 21st century schools, a positive media and technology world, and Common Sense support for families. Those are sort of the big areas that you're talking about. So if someone isn't like, oh, I'm going to go to the website and look, how do you get them there?
Well, we know that we have a lot of people who use Common Sense Media. We have about 65 million users a year who use that platform. So we're putting it in front of them and letting them opt in to trying to do more. We're going to continue to do other outreach and going to events, talking to people. There's not a group of people I won't go speak to on the right subjects, because I think it's that important. And we're just going to continue talking about it. And we're part of a wonderful organization here. You know, Common Sense is a wonderful, trusted organization, and we're aware of that. And we know that we're going to be very careful to make sure that we don't damage that brand, because it's so important, and that's our way of reaching these parents and grandparents. You know, people are desperate to cut through the political noise, and people want to know why these issues are important. They want a watchdog for kids. They want somebody acting on their behalf, and that is the type of role we are trying to play here.
So let me just ask you one more question. It's the start of school. What's the one most important thing you want parents to understand? Like, if you can't understand anything else, what should you understand?
That they have power, that they can make these changes, that they can really impact what's going on in Sacramento and in Washington, D.C., and we're trying to provide the tools and information to help them do that. But, you know, as somebody who used to work as a district director in the legislature, I know all too well that if a group of people showed up, and it didn't have to be a lot of people, just 5, 6, 10 people showed up unexpectedly, really passionate about an issue, then we dropped everything to try to figure out what was going on, because we assumed that every person who took the time to show up represented other people who didn't have time to do that. So parents, everyone has real power. It's time for us to tap into that and make sure kids are at the top of our agenda, because if we don't help kids, then we are really jeopardizing our own future. And that's why we have to realign how we think about this to invest in kids first. And that's very different from what's going on today. And that's what excites me about this role and taking on this type of responsibility.
I'd really like to thank Craig Cheslock, who is the Vice President for California Policy, Common Sense Media, Kids Action. And I went to media first because I want you to know how to get there. So what's the website?
Best, easiest way to reach Common Sense Kids Action is at commonsensekidsaction.org. But if you go to Common Sense or Common Sense Media, you can find the Common Sense Kids Action link in the navigation bar. And all of our tools are there, from our legislative ratings to the Right Start Commission report and background on our 4 big issue areas as we try to do this work here in California and across the country.
And you can sign up for the newsletter. I did. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.